Druyard, Sister, N.H. Elmshaven, St. Helena, California. January 7th, 1904. Dear Sister Druyard, I have received and read your letter containing the sad news of your husband's death. I had expected to see you both again. I mourn for you. It is the living who need consolation. Here is the patience of the saints. Here are they that keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. And I heard a voice out of heaven saying, Blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth. Yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, and their works do follow them. Revelation 14, verse 12 and 13. The voice that spoke these words was the voice of Christ, and we are all to say, Amen and Amen. I am so glad that Brother Druyard was not left to suffer long. I have not one tear to shed, not one doubt to express. It is well. It is well with his soul. What is before the living, we know not. Let us live very near the Lord every day. The aged, experienced soldiers of Christ are laying off their armor at the feet of the captain of their salvation. They await the sounding of the last trump. John bears testimony, I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened. And another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books, according to their works. Revelation 20, verse 12. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them, and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, Write, for these words are true and faithful. And he said unto me, It is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. Revelation 21, verse 2 to 7. Let us praise God that the sting of pain and of death can no more afflict our much beloved brother. He is at rest. We are still amidst the shadows and the turmoil of earthly activities. Let us consider most earnestly the blessed hereafter. Let our faith pierce through every cloud of darkness and behold him who died for the sins of the world. He has opened the gates of paradise to all who receive and believe on him. To them he gives power to become the sons of God. Let the afflictions which pain us so grievously become instructive lessons, teaching us to press forward toward the mark of the prize of our high calling in Christ. Let us be encouraged by the thought that the Lord is soon to come. Let this hope gladden our hearts. Yet a little while, and he that shall come, and will not tarry. Hebrews 10, verse 37. Blessed are those servants who, when their Lord comes, shall be found watching.